Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of 6 Minute Podcast. I'm a solo today. Unfortunately, our co-hosts are all out on business trips. So I just want to welcome all of you to episode 2. This is going to be our Super Bowl 53 reflection. What each team could have improved on and could have done better. So I'm gonna go through all these emails and stuff and read the questions and comments that are dedicated to this video, or I mean this podcast. And so here's the first one. How does it feel to be wrong about the Super Bowl? So yesterday, if you didn't see episode 1, I predicted the Rams to win because of the dominancy on offense and defense. And I saw that dominance on defense for the Rams. I thought that they did an amazing job on defense. Holding the New England Patriots to 13 in a Super Bowl is, I'd say it's pretty good, all right? The Super Bowls are their specialty. They have so much momentum going into all of them that it's difficult to even hold them to 15, or not 15, my bad, like 30. It doesn't really matter. That was just my prediction, and, whatever. So here's the second one. Don't you think it's sketchy that all the Patriots Super Bowls and seal? Oh no, hold on. I'll reword this after. Don't you think it's sketchy that all Patriots Super Bowls end in interceptions? And I think what this person means is, Patriots Super Bowls. The Patriots kind of get a little bit ahead, but then the team gets on offense and they get pretty far down the field, and the Patriots just intercept it and they kind of seal their victory there, and it's kind of over from there. It depends what you mean by sketchy. I don't think there's anything there that the NFL could get involved in, perhaps a lawsuit or anything. I don't think it's anything like that related to cheating or anything, because you can't really cheat whenever it comes to that stuff. So, yeah, I don't think there's anything there to worry about. I think it's definitely a little weird, but, there's a lot of things in this world that's weird. So, all right, so here's the last one, and this is the one that I'm going to spend the most time on, because I'm going to kind of take it off to a other scenario here. So, do you think that Gurley is hurt, and why will he not return to football? I think that's baloney. I don't know where you heard that. Yeah, I do agree that Todd Gurley was hurt last night. These guys, I'm telling you, man, these guys are crazy. They all play with, like, broken fingers, and, like, I remember a while back, Tom Kunacko played with a fractured collarbone for the Pittsburgh Penguins, and, he still played. People don't understand, the people that didn't watch the end of the game, he did play. He's injured, but, it's not like a career-ending injury like people are saying. Now, so, this isn't going to be like a Ryan Shazier moment where, it could have been career injury, and I just want to say something about that, me growing up here in Pittsburgh, being a Steeler fan all my life. I have faith in him. I think he's gonna come back. He's in constant rehab every single day. He's back on his feet. He just posted the other day that he wants to get back to the game of football, and I think that would just be insane. He's gonna make a legacy in this league, and man, is it hard to do that anymore, So basically, what I'm saying is Todd Gurley is going to return. You know, it's not going to be, it's not going to be a career-ending injury. He's injured. I would agree with that. But it's not going to be any career-ending injuries. So all those Rams fans out there, man, don't listen to anything these guys are telling you. You know, you got nothing to worry about. You got the best, one of the best backs in the league. And by the way, I think Todd Gurley definitely should have won the MVP. I might have mentioned that last night. But Todd Gurley deserved the MVP over Patrick Mahomes. So that's going to be all today. It's going to be, please come back next time on 6 Minute Podcast. And have a great rest of your day. We'll see you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.